Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey, hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broken, be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low, I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up, I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas, you niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. It's Canada Gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been moved. You were hating on the low. I've been moved. They were hating on the low. I've been moved. He was hating on the low. I've been moved. She was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are having another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to another Sunday Fun Day. This is Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people.
Yes, 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 man. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday. Of course, this is the last Sunday of the month, so this is Mo Benz, episode, an edition of World Famous Chop Up. Just FYI, I don't have anything today. I'm following something. You know, I'm following this whole Trump situation and Biden situation, but nothing this week. You know, I'm anticipating. People are anticipating Biden to step down. But I don't think he is. But next week, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get into
it. Well, next week is a spiritual show. We don't want to talk about that on a spiritual show.
We still had a real famous chop-up in the second half.
Okay. I got you. All right, makes sense.
I'll do it. All right. Makes so sense. My week was really laid back and chill. It's rest and rejuvenation. I'm gonna feel like that's how I'm gonna pull it. I am 100% self-employed now, and the one thing that racks my brain is like, I don't want to get lazy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get in a position where I'm not doing things, right? But my body is saying, we've worked so hard for so long, my body just wants rest. My body has been in an energy of rest. So I'm getting my work done, and still, you know, some days I'm super busy. I don't get to sit down till late. And then some days I can sit down all day, right, get up, do my work. That takes about 2 hours, and I'm chilling for the rest of the day. And a part of it is kind of scary because it's like, man, I only had to work for 2 days today, you know, like, you work, what's going on? But it's like my body is craving rest on another level that I haven't even paid attention to. And finding my happy place, right? Duval said there's no such thing as a happy ending, so be happy until the end. And I'm like, I don't know where he got it from because he's going to snatch it. But that's like, that's real life. I had got so accustomed to grinding, hustling, making it happen, trying to just say, I know what I don't want to happen. So I got to work so hard so that I don't allow these things to happen or I don't lose and that I'm always on top. And you got to almost drag yourself in the mud. And there are so many things that I love to do that I was not able to do anymore because my focus was just work. You know, I had the job. I had, you know, my tarot. My tarot is my hobby. Then the spiritual aspect of things, growing and evolving in my spiritual journey. It, kids, relationships, and I was not happy in any of them. You know what I'm saying? And so I have been incorporating things again to make me happy, right? My family has been, like, coming up to Georgia, popping up on me a whole lot more, checking in with me. You know, this is the most. The last 4 months has been the most that my family has come up to see me since I've been here in 2009.
Wow.
No shit. Okay. And it's like, you know, me being able to see them because I haven't been going home as much. And, you know, I would always plan to go home every year and go see them, but I haven't been back home. Not because I don't want to go home, but it's just like, you know what, why am I rushing to go home and I'm the only one coming? And so finally they're coming up here to see me, you know, popping up, pulling up on me. Hey, what's up? You know, what you doing? Da, da, da. And so I'm enjoying that, like incorporating date night, you know what I'm saying, a couple times a month, because that's something we completely forget about. That we completely forget about having fun and step it out and doing certain things. One of the things I love to do is to go have a nice dinner and some drinks, right? One of the things that I love to do. And I stopped doing that for so long because I'm like, just work. Now, I don't know where I'm being guided in this energy. I'm just saying that I love the energy that I'm in and the rest, like, it was a time where, like, for 3 days straight, I probably slept for 10 hours, like probably 10 to 12 hours for 3 days. My body was just like, I'm like, okay, I got enough rest. My body was like, yep, nope, not yet. And I'm like, we don't realize how much we wear ourselves down until we stop, to where we can. So at this point, you know, spirit forced me to just stop and say, look, yeah, you want to accomplish this, you want to accomplish that, continue to work, but take time for you, because I just felt like I was not taking time for myself, and I was not doing enough for myself, between students and clients and all these things. I'm helping everybody else, but I wasn't helping myself, so that's what this week is about, just like, you know, moving, rest and rejuvenation and helping myself and making myself feel good. And now incorporating life around what makes me happy, to never lose my happy face again. You know what I'm saying? And it's been a long time, but to never lose the space of me being able to enjoy life, me being able to do what I want to do for me while helping everybody else, you know? Now, like,
yeah.
I work Monday through Friday. My weekends belong to me. Now, some Saturdays, I may have something, just like if Ose Ifa falls on a Saturday, then, you know, my phone may be going off like crazy because of Ose Ifa. But if Ose Ifa is not on the weekend, my weekends belong to me and my family. You know what I'm saying? My partner. Like, even if we just sit in the house that weekend, it's all we can be doing that thing. Let us sit in the house and watch TV, watch movies, just relax. Like, it feels good to not have to move. You know what I'm saying? Let's go cook together. Let's do something. So that's just the energy that I'm in, just trying to, you know, go after what you're doing, but peace be still. And so I'm enjoying this energy right now. Of course, you know, I'm like, hey, I can pick up a part-time job or something, but I don't know. You know, that's the direction that I'm supposed to go in, but I'm just really catching up on my rest. I'm just really catching up on my rest and doing me and enjoying me at it. How was your week?
Yes, all right. So my week, I'm calling this week slow and steady. Slow and steady, winning with the cards you're dealt, and then getting in your bag and staying in your bag. So, you know, right now I just been on grind mode on all business fronts. Of course, like I said last week, my wife, she went out of town, so she'll be back probably anytime now. But she's in Montreal, Canada with her moms. So I've just been chilling, you know what I'm saying? I got a chance to go to the gym, went to the gym twice this week. So I'm just getting back on my fitness. Interior decorating has been strong, nice, strong week. Clients was coming through, man. So happy about that. Real estate, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to shuffle the deck going into November, December. Want to make some tweaks to certain things. Let me see here. What else? Of course, next week, you know, we're going to turn back the clocks. So it's, once again, longer nights and shorter days. So I'm just getting into that mode. Like, as of November 1st, I haven't, like, really got into, like, the whole holiday spirit in a minute. So I think I'm gonna like, really tap into that vibe a little bit this year. Not to say, like, the whole traditional thing of buying a bunch of gifts and doing all that, but I'm going to really try to just get into this, like, winter energy and just the spirit of the season. I'm going to see if it can just, you know, flow with me. So I'm looking forward to that. And once again, you know what I'm saying, get in your bag, stay in your bag. That's the motto. But once again, my week has been slow and steady. And then, of course, winning with the cards that you dealt. So that's my week.
Sounds amazing, man.
Yeah.
Sounds absolutely amazing. We were just sitting here. Yeah, our schedule is changing the schedule with the gym. You know, going later, but, you know, even if I'm up late, I feel like I don't, and it's just a me thing. I know I can alter it. Even if I'm up late, I don't want to go to the gym, but it's like, you know, get up and go. You know, we have busy weeks and we dedicate our weeks just almost to whatever else, you know? But yeah, that's a whole new schedule coming out for the gym situation this week, being in alignment with the gym. So I'm excited about that, happy
okay.
about that, ready to rock and roll.
Right.
In reference to the gym, new timing, and just really incorporating, because it's like now I can incorporate what I want to incorporate without feeling drained. I never looked at the fact that I was doing so much. Because it was just like, if I'm not doing anything, then I feel like I wasn't doing enough. And now
yeah.
that I've just eliminated this whole employment thing, it's like, oh, my God, I was really running myself raggedy and didn't even know it. and didn't even know it. So, again, I'm still getting accustomed to, you know what I'm saying, being 100% self-employed. Again, you know, I still had things in the motion that was going on, and those things are still, you know, unfolding. But it's different. It's real different for me to be self-employed because I've had to work so hard for so long, you know, and
yeah.
to know that things are still panning out, you know, it may be different because you're used to getting paid a certain way, but it's okay. So I'm just going to see, ride it out. Who knows, you know, we'll ride it out and see how this flow goes. Just got so much accomplished and I'm loving it. So without further ado, I'm going to hand it over to the man of the hour. You know what I'm going to say to, I'll say it after you introduce the real famous chop up. I'm going to talk about one thing, and then I'll give you the phone.
All right. So, yes, so like Black alluded to, so this is the last Sunday of October. So, of course, the last Sunday of the month is the world famous chop up. So this is where I get a chance to just chop it up on, you know, I guess a month's worth of things that I thought was interesting. To bring to the world famous chop up and just speak on it. So yeah, I got a few topics I'm gonna run down for tonight. I'm glad Black, at least she said she got one thing that she's gonna talk about, and then I'll take it over from there. So Black, go ahead.
All right. So, you know, I've been watching this whole political situation with Trump and Biden, right? With the Republicans and the Democrats. And again, you know, one person I told you I like to watch is Doc Rich, you know, on YouTube. And so it's funny how there's two people, right, you know, because they kind of shut out. You know, they said JFK Jr. was running on the Democratic side. They did a media blackout on him and then the other lady. They don't really get media coverage, right? So they're running,
yeah.
but they put them on the backside. But there are two Democrats that's out more, which is Kamala Harris. She's out more. And then there's another one. He's over in China right now. You may know who I'm talking about. He's over in China shaking hands and all types of things. And that's kind of weird, being that Biden has not said that he was not going to run again. He actually said that he was. But Biden is not out
campaigning.
Biden is not out campaigning. You have two completely different Democrat campaigning. Kamala Harris.
They're campaigning for him.
No
other Democrat can run but him because he's the president. So they're just campaigning for
him. But here's let me get to where I'm going, right? We know this. This was the whole conversation. We know that no other Democrat can run. Right? We know that.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we have, these two people, this man and this woman, that's out there, you know, hitting the ground, getting to know people. Kamala is out there more than ever. And so his theory was, what if they just turned around and said something happened to Joe? He got really ill, or something as simple as him falling. He old as hell. He fall, he can't run for president. Then what? You got to go with
Kamala, vice president. She'll take over.
But if you're running for president, they at that point, they will let a secondary step up. It's not going to be automatically that it's going to be Kamala. They will let a secondary step up.
I'm going to go to the vice president.
But they
I don't know. I mean, we
got to
look into this. I got to look into it. But I believe.
Right. So look at the man who's campaigning in China right now. Like this. This is how good Doc breaks it down. He's like, doesn't this seem suspicious that, you know what I'm saying, they moving like this and just they could just turn around and say, oh, something happened and he can't run. And that's to hold his pride and dignity in the place so he don't have to just pull out the race, right? Because the odds of him just tucking his tail, pulling out is crazy. Do you know his approval rating is in the 30-something percentile now? Like, the lowest it has been, period. Like, nobody's approving of Biden right now. And, you know, like the 30-something percent is just, you know, some people just like, hey, you know, I like the guy, give him a break, you know, yada, yada. He's in the 30-something, he's in the 30-something percentile on this poll, the last poll that they showed up. Like, he is not doing good. And now you have a lot of campaigns. Like, you got one, it's a black guy. It says Joe Gotta Go. Yeah, I think it's Joe Gotta Go campaign. And so he has the big bus and all of this stuff. And then the lady came up and she's like, hey, what are you doing? And he told her, Joe Gotta Go. They're out beating the block down. You remember when they were trying to get Biden in office and Stacey Abrams said she turned the whole state blue? So she had everybody voting Democrat to help get Biden in office, right? They're doing the same thing now with Trump. But they got so many people on the ground, not even just in Georgia and just everywhere else, that's saying, look, no, we are not voting for it. It's absolutely crazy. You go on TikTok, you hear so many people, especially our people, we are not voting for Biden. And these are people that are, you know, they got a lot of subscribers on TikTok and their platforms. You got a lot of people that are famous that are coming out. You know, Waka Flocka, of course, Waka Flocka endorsed Trump. You know, Kodak Black endorsing Trump. You know, certain people of that nature are endorsing him. And, you know, Trump had Michigan. Well, now, I mean, Biden had Michigan. He doesn't fully have Michigan anymore. Trump is right on his tail in Michigan. Guess how fast that swung, right? Over. Everybody's like, put Trump back in. We got to get Trump back in. We got to let him see what he can do for his last 4 years. Now, again, we know the Democrats sit silent because there's going to be something that they're going to do. Whether it's going to be something catastrophic to where people can't get out to go vote, or something is going to happen. Like, they, you know, like you said, it, Trump has too many eyes on him and too many people want him in office for them to try to go 87 Trump, right? That was something that came up. Like, what if they try to get rid of Trump? You know what I'm saying? But it'll be completely obvious if something was to happen to him. You know what I'm saying? At this stage in the game. And you're talking about something so big. So we know that the Democrats got something up their sleeves. Watch what I tell you. It's looking horrible for Biden right now.
It really
you
is.
Have to pay attention to the Democrats. They sit silent. Remember when they were sitting silent before? They ran a whole smear campaign to get Donald Trump out of the office. You know, they, he wasn't doing enough for COVID, da-da-da-da-da. They did an even horrible job when they got in. The smear campaign isn't working now. The smear campaign has completely backfired. Then they tried to put all of these charges on Trump that actually brought more black men over to Trump because the head of I think it's the president of Black Lives Matter in the North. He's up in the North. I think it's New York, D.C. area. They had interviewed him, and he said, no, I stand for J6. The people that they had arrested out in Atlanta with Trump and his people, he said, I stand for them. He said, because no one should be treated this way. No one should have to go through this. So no matter what our political views are, we need to stand together. So many people see now, like, wait, if they hate him that much that they're going to now start treating him like they've been treating black people this whole time. So now, like, they see what
people can
they're
relate.
Doing.
Like, damn, man. Like,
yeah,
you know,
they
like, really
see what
to put up the roadblocks
to this
on these dudes.
Man, listen, this is the thing that they've been doing for so long, and so it's becoming a bigger thing because more and more people are like, dang, so we really can't believe nothing that y'all say, which we really needed. We needed this to fall in this way, in this manner, as it is, but it's not looking good for Biden. But I do know, you know what I'm saying, I keep the little birdie on my shoulder. I know the Democrats, they are slimy as can be. And they're going to try to spin this to try to, you know, keep the situation and keep the ball in their court. So they have several different ways that they can spin this. You keep your eyes open on it. I feel like there's something that was done when they had an active shooter over in Maine. The active shooter in Maine. Whenever something like that happens.
crazy.
No, over 22 or more than 22 and over 60 people injured.
More than that.
So when something like that happened and they take the news and put it towards one thing, they doing something on the backside. So I'm just waiting, and I got to do my research this week to see what it was that they did on the backside. That's how they move in the United States. They take your attention off of something that they're doing, and they pass some weird-ass law. Sometimes it's not always against us. It may be for us, but they take your attention off so you don't know that it has passed, right? So you don't know to take advantage of it. That's how it runs in the United States, right? Right now, we're really just looking to see what they're going to do, because the Democrats have to do something, and they're saying, like, you know, of course, Biden has too much pride to just come and completely step down, right? He just has too much pride. So it's either going to be something like he's sick, he's not going to be able to run, or they're going to do something to try to stop people from going to run, stop people from going to vote, or it's something wild and crazy is going to happen. Watch what I tell you. It's 2024. We're going into November. So, shit, we're about, 12 months away, 12 months and some days away from the next election.
A whole year away.
That's no time at all. Look how fast this year went by. That's no time at all. So just be mindful, pay attention, and remember, whenever I say something, I can come back now and say, I told you so. Something fucking weird is going to happen for them to take control back. People are turning against Biden based on his views in Israel, for Israel. People are UK, like, it's looking horrible. So mind you, just pay attention. We'll see what's going to happen with that situation. But the Democrats going to pull one out of their ass. And when they pull one out of their ass, it's always a big one. Keep in mind, the Democrats do not care about civilian life in order to get what they want. Keep that in mind now. They do not care about U.S. civilian life in order to get what they want. They've showed you with 9/11. They've showed you with COVID-19. They showed you with everything.
I'm gonna be optimistic. I'm gonna say, you know, people just realize the bullshit that's been going on. They go out and vote, and Trump just wins it fair and square. You know what I'm saying? I'm being optimistic that that's gonna happen. You know, I see he definitely has the momentum right now. I mean, we got a whole year ahead of time. A lot of things going on in the world, but I think as long as Trump keeps up his strategy, he should definitely be able to win this. So, you know, that's my optimism kicking in. Hopefully,
all right,
that can be. We don't need nothing
that's
catastrophic.
All I
had. But yeah. So, with that being the case, you know, I'll take it over from here. So yeah. So once again, this is the world famous Chop Up. So, you know, I'm gonna talk my shit. You know what I'm saying? For this next hour or so. So. I'll probably be all over the place tonight, you know, but it's a few different things I'm going to get into. I'm going to be heavy on the sports report. So, you know what? Matter of fact, let me just get right on into it. So, of course, this past Tuesday, we had the NBA kickoff. So, yeah, man, the NBA is back in full effect. So, we're going to see the different storylines that take place and happen. Truthfully, right now, I'm kind of more looking forward to women's college basketball. I think that's going to be, you know, something to really, for me, that I'm paying attention to. I talked about this on Tuesday's edition of the world famous Chop Up with my co-host Kev Hurt. But yeah, I think women's NCAA basketball is going to be big this year. So I'm looking forward to that. I also introduced the Great Lakes Division NBA. So that's kind of how I'm viewing the NBA from that prism. And basically the Great Lakes consist of the major cities around the Great Lakes. So, you know, as far as the NBA, it's the Chicago Bulls, the Detroit Pistons, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Toronto Raptors. So just in this first week, I got a chance to see the Chicago Bulls. It's going to be more, I'm going to be like, you know, checking out their highlights to seeing what teams that they play and just kind of, you know, looking at, because the Chicago Bulls, they really don't have it. You know, they got DeMar DeRozan, you know, he's a good mid-range shooter. But that's really about it. That's the only person on there that's really, you know, catching my eye. You got the one dude that won a dunk contest, the light-skinned dude. I can't even think of his name right now because he's been so inconsistent. He's not even on my radar. But DeMar DeRozan is the only person that really sticks out. But, you know, of course, they have the ghost of Michael Jordan, and they play in the United Center. But I really, like I said, I've been I'm coinciding because the NBA and also hockey, NHL, the National Hockey League, they coincide, you know, the same time the NBA plays is the same time the NHL plays. And this year, because, like I said, I've introduced this Great Lakes Division in football and basketball, and then I recently introduced it in hockey as well. So I'm kind of really the hockey teams that I'm checking out. And this is the first time I've really been paying a little bit more attention to hockey. I've always been kind of a hockey fan because I just like the mentality. I like the you know, just the rough and ruggedness of it. You know, I like that it's on the ice, it's cold. It, like, epitomizes the Great Lakes to me. I like the fact that you can fight, you know. And then it's just, you know, because it's an all-white sport, I like to just see the different advertising that comes through hockey or whatever. So I say all that to say this, you know, getting back to the NBA. So I will rather check for the Chicago Blackhawks. So say if I was in Chicago and I had a chance to go to a Chicago Bulls game or the Chicago Blackhawks was the hockey team, I would prefer to go to a hockey game right now in Chicago. So that's how it is right now. So, you know, just looking at the Chicago Bulls, I'm basically going to be just checking to see who they play. They're going to be like the practice squad for any team that they play. Same thing for the Detroit Pistons. You know, I checked out their team. They got a couple bright spots. You know, one rookie, Cade Cunningham, I think is his name, if I'm not mistaken. But they're going to be kind of similar. You know, they're going to be like a team that I'm just watching the other team. When I'm watching their highlights, I'm just seeing the other team just get practice on their team. So, so Chicago and Detroit, I have no hopes. High hopes for as far as them doing anything. Is going to be really the teams that's playing them. Now, before I get to my cats, you like going order. I usually go from west to east when talking about the Great Lakes Division. So that's Chicago, Detroit, Cleveland, and Toronto. But because Cleveland is my team, you know, of course, that's where I was born and raised. I'm going to talk about the Cavs lastly. But I want to give a shout out to the Toronto Raptors because I did get a chance to see some of their highlights. And they are a low-key, cool watch. You know what I'm saying? You know, Toronto, they won a championship a few years back with Kawhi Leonard. You know, that was the year, like, you know, they caught lightning in the bottle because Golden State got hurt. Drake was, like, the brand endorser, some type of title they gave him. So he was on all the games. And Kawhi Leonard was able to win that championship. And, yeah, but then, you know, of course he left after that. But anyway, just watching Toronto, you know, shout out to Toronto with them being in the Great Lakes. Their team, they got a nice young team, man. I like they added on Dennis Schroeder as the point guard. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to put on for them. You know, he's a black German dude. He's got swag. You know, he's a NBA veteran point guard now. Also, they have Pascal Siakam, and then they just got a couple other pieces. You know, shout out to their, you know, president of basketball operations. I always forget, I always mispronounce his name, but Nigerian, something like that. But he's like a Nigerian, so he's a black dude running things in Toronto. So I think Toronto out of the Great Lakes, you know, I don't see them winning the championship or whatever, but they're going to be just a fun team to just, you know, track and, you know, check out their progress and see where it's going. Because, you know, Toronto, you know, just shout out to Canada. Like I said, my wife's in Montreal right now. I got a definitely love for Toronto. I haven't been there in a long time, but definitely when I was there when I was younger, I got to get there as an adult. But when I was younger, I went there like, you know, twice, and the two trips that I saw, man, was just wonderful, man. So I can't wait to get back to Toronto. You know, definitely one of my my favorite cities in the Great Lakes. It's been a while. So shout out to the Toronto Raptors, you know what I'm saying? And then, lastly, you know, I'm going to talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers. So they got a nice young team, too. You know, I like the balance that they're playing with. We got, year two of Donovan Mitchell. So I think he's going to put on for Cleveland. They got this other point guard, Garland is his last name. He's good. Evan Mobley, you know, I want to see his development. You know, he's like our power forward, real skinny, slim dude, but he has room to grow. So I think if he really can take a next step, I think the Cavs would be really good. We got a free agent from Miami named Matt Strus, nice 3-point specialist, stretch the floor. So then we got this one, another free agent from Philadelphia. I can't think of his name right now, but a couple of key pieces, key additions. You know, I think Cleveland's definitely going to have something to say. They're playing like my old school Cleveland Cavaliers from like the late 80s, early 90s, those Mark Price, Craig Elo teams with Brad Doherty, you know, back in the day. So I think Cleveland's headed in a good direction. So Cleveland and Toronto, so out of the Great Lakes teams that I mentioned, those are the two teams I'm going to be checking for. I'm going to be checking for all four teams, but those are the two teams that I think have really got a chance to do something and have exciting seasons. You know, so that's that. And then I might as well transition while I'm talking about basketball just to give you my preview of what Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop-Up is going to be. So, of course, you know, you can definitely, to be plugged into that show, just definitely follow the Mo Binns Twitter account. So that's MOBINNS. Or you can follow at Rap Sports Life or the World Famous Chop Up. You can follow that Twitter page, and, you know, you'll definitely be plugged in. So this Tuesday, as I run it down with my co-host Kev Hurt, the three things that we're going to be talking about. So as far as NBA, we're going to be talking about the return of the NBA big man. So, you know, I just mentioned I'm going to be, you know, pretty much watching NBA this year through the prism of the Great Lakes teams that I just mentioned. But, you know, the storyline, I think, is going to be the big man, because we got a lot of big men just doing their thing. Of course, you have Nikola Jokic. So, you know, he's the best player in the league now. So, you know, of course, his team, the Denver Nuggets, they won the championship last year. Previous to Joel Embiid, who I'm going to talk about in a minute, previous to him winning the, because Joel Embiid won the MVP this past season, but the last two back-to-back MVP seasons was Nikola Jokic. Just watching him play the Lakers, you know, I didn't even watch the whole game. I just saw, like, bits and pieces. But, you know, LeBron and Anthony Davis, they have no answer for him in the West. So, yeah, I just think he's gonna really just dominate right now. So, you know, and more power to him, man, because, you know, the NBA to me, you know, of course, love what Steph Curry has been doing. And, you know, LeBron's put on for the last 20 years, but he's just older now. But, it's the dawn of a new day, man. And he's from Nikola Jokic is from Serbia. And them Serbians, you know, once they get locked in, man, they dominate. And I just say that because on the tennis side of things, you know, I'm a big avid tennis fan. I used to play when I was younger. I still play every so often. But, you know, of course you got Jokic, who is like, you know, could be the GOAT of tennis, you know what I'm saying? So, and he's from Serbia. So Serbia's winning right now. So, yeah, so Nikola Jokic is definitely going to have something to say, man. So anytime you get a chance to see him play, you know, if you are an NBA fan, you know, you're in for a treat, man, because that dude is just fundamentally sound, big Euro dude, he's got all the moves, can pass. And now he's just dominating. I mean, when you watch this guy play, it's just like, whoa. You know, so, and then once you get the confidence that you won the championship, you know, it's hard to stop. So, you know, of course, he's the number one big man. So he's going to be the one everybody's got to get up to play. Then, like I just mentioned, you have Joel Embiid out of Philly. He used to always say, trust the process. People have been trusted for a long time, man. The process hasn't paid off. So it's going to be interesting because Philly, you know, their window is closing. You know, Joel Embiid is in his prime, you know, had his best season. The last two seasons has been really good season for him, especially last year with him winning the MVP. They're going to trade James Harden because James Harden, you know, that guy, I don't know, man. He's just – ever since he left Houston, it's just been downhill. So I don't think Philly has enough to get past a team like Boston or Milwaukee. But Joel Embiid's a great player. You know, he's definitely one of the league's best big men. So he's going to be interesting to see too. So that's another, you know, big man to pay attention to in the NBA. And then we have the rookie phenom, you know, they're calling this guy like an alien, like he was just made in, from someplace else. Because the next guy I'm going to mention is Victor Wembanyama. And Victor Wembanyama, you know, he's the rookie for now for the San Antonio Spurs. So this guy, you know, he's 7'4". And he can handle the ball like a forward. I mean, he's got handles. You know, he can shoot. He's got defense because he's just so tall. You know, he looks to be limber. So as long as he doesn't get hurt, which the way he looks like he's like really, you know, just looking at his workouts and just on the outside looking at the way he does his stretches. Man, if he can just stay healthy and really, you know, work with that big frame and like I said, not get help because, you know, when you're so big like that, so tall, it's very tough to stay healthy. You know, if he can be like a Shaq now, of course, nobody's going to be as dominant as Shaq was. I don't foresee that coming up for a long time. Shaq was the most dominant big man we had since Will Chamberlain. But the great thing about Shaq is he was always, you know, he never got injured. You know what I'm saying? He was basically, you know, just durable. So Wembanyama can definitely just have that durability and just stay healthy. The sky's the limit because he's in a perfect location with San Antonio. You know, he's going to have coach Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich coached, you know, David Robinson at the end of his career, tail end of his career. But then, of course, we all know the great Tim Duncan. He coached Ginobili, who was from Argentina. And then he coached Tony Parker, who's from France. So he's used to coaching great big guys, and he's used to coaching European players. So that's just going to be great to see his development. So that's another storyline to pay attention to in the NBA. And then, you know, just some of the – they're not the star on their teams, but they are key big men that I'm going to talk about. So we also have – Kristaps Porzingis. So, you know, he used to be called the unicorn. He was drafted by the New York Knicks back in the day. Didn't pan out in New York. Then he, you know, had a couple of stops. But now he's in Boston. He could be that missing piece, you know, at Boston, you know, with, you know, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. You know, they picked up Jrue Holiday. So they're looking to solidify and get this championship for Boston. You know, Boston hasn't won a championship since Doc Rivers when they had the big three, which was Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen. So they want to get back to prominence because they really got a nice nucleus. So Kristaps Porzingis, you know, they was just missing a big man. So he's a big Euro dude. He's like 7'3". Or, you know, he's about the same height as I was telling you about the rookie Victor Wembanyama. So I haven't seen Boston play, but you know, just hearing some people talk about it, they look good. So you know, Boston's going to have something to say. So that's another big man to pay attention to. And the final one on my list that I just kind of, you know, jotted down for the notes is Brook Lopez. He's changed his game. You know, when he first came into the league, he was more of a inside player, didn't have really much defense, even though he's a seven-footer. But, you know, with the evolution of the NBA game, he turned himself into a three-point shooter and a defensive threat. And, you know, he can play that outside game because, you know, he plays next to Giannis. So Giannis, of course, is in Milwaukee. He's the big star in Milwaukee. But, you know, Milwaukee, they underachieved last season because they was coming off a championship season the year before. And they went out the first round. And, you know, that's no good for – well, not the year before because Golden State won it the year before that because, you know, we had Denver last year, Golden State the year before that, Milwaukee. So 2 years ago. But anyway, if you're an NBA champion, not be losing in the first round. He was hurt, granted, but they did go out the first round, so they had to make some tweaks. So with that tweak, they do have Damian Lillard. So with now with Damian Lillard, Giannis, and then, you know, Brooke Lopez is their big man, they should be equipped to make some noise. So, you know, so me and Kev Hart, we're going to be discussing the return of the NBA big man, you know, on this Tuesday edition of the world famous Chopper. So that's one of the topics. Now, switching gears. So two other topics I want to be talking about. So before I switch gears to the last topic that we're going to talk about, let me give a quick movie. Let me give a quick music review. So like I said, this is a preview of, you know, what me and Kev Hurk will be discussing on the world famous Chop Up, the Tuesday edition. Once again, that's 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, definitely log on and listen. You know, we're doing that live from Twitter Spaces, X Spaces, or whatever you want to call it, however you want to slice and dice it. But basically, the album we're going to be reviewing this coming Tuesday is going to be the new Shabazz Palace's album, and this album is called Robed in Rareness. So Shabazz Palace's, you know, I've been a fan of him for a long, well, a fan of his for a long time. Actually interviewed him a while back in the day when I was on a different platform. But definitely, I mean, people might recognize him, Shabazz Palace's, the main dude, the creative is a guy named Ish. You know, back in the day, he went by the name of Butterfly. You know, he was in a group way back in the day in the 90s. It was called Diggable Planets. And I don't know if people remember because, you know, they was kind of, you know, they came in, did their thing for a minute, and then they kind of fizzled out. And then he basically reinvented himself as Shabazz Palace, but he's had a real creative dude, man. Does all types of different names and different albums and stuff like that. But, you know, the Diggable Planets, they had a song that was real big in, like, the mid-90s called Cool Like That. Real jazzy-infused album. One of my favorite albums back in the day. You know what I'm saying? I used to really dig that album, man. It was just mad different, real jazzy. They had, like, two albums, and it was, like, him, Ladybug, and this other dude called Doodlebug or something like that. But, you know, Butterfly was the main dude, but Ladybug, she was also a little cutie back in the day, a little light-skinned cutie back in the day. But anyway, I say that to say this. Then he had another kind of album called Cherry Wine. It was dope. Came out, like, 2003. And then, you know, he started Shabazz Palaces back in 2009. He's got another album called Knife Nights that came out in 2018. It's dope. I had to kind of re-listen to it again. But Shabazz Palaces, the newest Shabazz Palaces album, is once again what we're going to be reviewing. And you also might know his story, too, because he actually has a baby by Coco from the SWV, well, you know, SWV Week, you know, Human Nature remix, or the I'm So Into You, Human Nature, you know, people know SWV, Escape, SWV, you know what I'm saying? They all always kind of get mixed up, but it was one of the top R&B groups of the 90s, So, yeah, they was like one of my favorite couples back in the day because it was just different. It was like two different types of people. But anyway, like I said, he's got a new album, and it's called Robed in Rareness. And it's just different because he was from Brooklyn originally, but he's been in Seattle for like the last probably like 20 years. So now you can see it's got that whole kind of Seattle vibe, you know what I'm saying? So be interesting, man. So if you really want to hear me and Kev chop it up and review that album, definitely listen to this Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. Should be interesting. I'm eager to hear, you know, Kev's thought on the album, what he thought about it, because it's different. But it's a good different. I like it, man. Real creative. You know what I'm saying? Really just on some different shit. So, yeah, that's that. And then lastly, the final topic we're going to talk about, and this is a very interesting topic, and this is going to kind of like segue into something else. But basically, this last topic that we're going to talk about on Tuesday is, we're titling this, I think it's going to be something like this. I know Kev, I think, is doing this rundown, so he'll be you know, phrasing it a certain way to let the people know what we're talking about. But I believe it's going to be, how does status determine who gets the interview? And I brought this up because we was talking offline, and I thought it was interesting, right? So, of course, you know, I've been talking about this since I started really watching it. And you know, like I said, we've talked about our YouTube and how we're going to, you know, get this popped off, you know, when we figure it out or whatever. I'm still kind of going through the motions. But, you know, now my favorite, you know, when I have all my work done and I can just relax, favorite network to watch things on is now YouTube. You know, I told everybody a few weeks back how, you know, I canceled Netflix. I just wanted to cancel Netflix. I just wanted to get out of that matrix for so long since Netflix came on the scene. Of course, they changed the game of how people watches TV. You know what I'm saying? That totally, like, got everybody first to, like, you know, start cutting the cord and getting rid of the cable and stuff like that. But I've been in this Netflix matrix for so long that I was like, you know what? It's time for me to step back because I've seen all the things I've seen on Netflix and – you know, I just got kind of bored with it. You know, I started watching Amazon Prime and Hulu and seemed like I was enjoying the stuff that was on there much more or more. And then once YouTube came about, I was like, forget about it. I really don't need it. I'm not saying I won't ever get it again, but just had to take a little break. So I say all that to say this. So what was my point? I done lost my whole frame. Oh, yeah. So here's my point. So, on YouTube, you know, because on YouTube, especially the way my algorithm is, I get so many just links or, you know, watch this, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you want to watch this favorite for later, make a like of it or whatever. So, I saw this interview with Jay-Z, and it was on 60 Minutes. And I was like, should I watch this? But then I got turned off that it wasn't even on 60 Minutes. Hold on, I don't want to say that wrong because it wasn't even 60 Minutes. Because 60 Minutes, they have a couple of good interviews lately that I got to get caught up on. I got one interview with Deion Sanders, who I'm going to talk about a little bit later, the Colorado Buffaloes and how they got to get it together. But then they interviewed Rich Paul. So 60 Minutes, you know, I got to get them respect because they really stepped their game up with more relevant people. But anyway, CBS. So CBS has this latest interview with Jay-Z that everybody's talking about. Oh, and then now one of the things that's trending, I think, is absolutely batshit crazy in my mind. But maybe people think I'm crazy for not thinking this. But there's something going around that's trending like, oh, would you have dinner with Jay-Z or $500,000? Are you fucking kidding me? Give me the $500,000. Keep the Jay-Z dinner. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll take $500,000. I'll flip it and make it work. But that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people say, oh, no, I'll take the Jay-Z dinner. But, hey. So I say that to say this. So Jay-Z, I guess, supposedly had an interview with CBS. And You know, talking offline with my co-host of the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Shop of Kev was talking about it. I was like, you know what? I was thinking about watching it, but I didn't even watch it. I was like, you know why? Because I'm like, why didn't he give that interview to somebody like Drink Champs? Or, but Drink Champs is really the, you know, one of the, like, probably like one of my favorite things as far as music guests and stuff like that. I like to really filter through Drink Champs, you know what I'm saying? And Drink Champs, Dave, you know, that's shout out, that's Nori and DJ EFN. You know, like I said, I love what we do, me and Black, what we got going on here. But I'm a fan of the coaching. So anybody that's doing A-plus interviews and doing their thing, you know, always like to give, you know, props. So Drink Champs, you know, it is what it is, Camden Mace. And now, Carisha. I like her show a lot. Shout out to City Girls. But I'm going to talk about them a little bit later. But anyway, so so Jay-Z, I guess, has this interview. So I'm like, I don't even want to see it because I think it should have went to, like, Drink Champs or something like that. And he's talking about shit that I probably already know about because, you know, in here in Brooklyn, really down the street from my apartment, up the street, I talked about this before, that there's a big library that's been a, it's an old school public library. It's like a big, it's across the street from Prospect Park, and it's the brick Brooklyn Public Library. You know, it's like not your average library. It's like a big time. It almost looks like a museum. But pardon me. Ever since the summer, they've had a Jay-Z exhibit. You know, showing all his music and stuff like that. So, like on the, I don't know, with some type of cameras and lights, you know, in this big building, they have, like, Jay-Z's, all his lyrics, you know, some of his popular lyrics from some of his songs or whatever. So I think that's what he was probably talking about in an interview and how that came about and stuff like that. But so we got to talking, and I guess, I don't know, I guess Jay-Z's at the point where he's just like he feels that he's just too big to do, like, a Drink Champs and stuff like that. He only wants to do interviews with your vanilla black person from whatever major network that probably hasn't even listened to his music like that, you know. But, you know, I don't know. You know, to each his own. You know, of course, he's entitled to do what he want to do. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, for me, I'm not a fan of that. That shit just, like, rubs me the wrong way. Because, you know, I would like to see him on Drink Champs, man, and just see him kind of come back and get back to the culture, man, the culture that kind of, like, started you and got you where you are now. You know, don't, you know, I just don't like when people get that kind of like Michael Jackson kind of wave about them, when they start to think they're just bigger than the whole culture, man. And that, like Jay-Z, I gotta give mad props to him, man, as far as business wise you know, what he's done for music and all that, you know. But still, don't lose touch with the rawness of the culture, because I don't like no vanilla shit. And it seems like all he likes to do is vanilla type of interviews. I don't want the raw. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love, you know, shows like It Is What It Is. And that's why I like now Carisha Please and Drink Champs, because it's raw. You know what I'm saying? It's not, and it's for us by us. I don't like, you know, it's cool, you know, to do some of the stuff and go mainstream and show that you can have a, you know, to show your intellectual side, and you have these intellectual conversations with these different people from these networks to show that you're very well written. You know what I mean? Okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? You want to show that you're smart, and this is why you have accomplished some of the things you've accomplished. But at the same time, I just like somebody that can do that. I like a person that can stand in two rooms. Like Cam said it the best when I was watching It Is What It Is. And Cam. So he was like, you know, I know how to conduct myself if I'm in a room with Barack Obama or if I'm in a room with TPD. He was like, you know what I'm saying? I like to be able to show, you know, and I think that's why people fuck with me, because I'm authentic. You know what I'm saying? I can move in different circles, and I just think that's the, you know, that's what I dig. So that's why I wasn't, you know, feeling that interview. And I'm just like, you know, it's just so vanilla, man. And like I'm like all these other big moguls from New York, you know, Puff. Talk about Puff a little bit in a minute too, but Puff, 50 Cent, they all came over and did the Drink Champs interview, man. So, you know, I just think you should do it for the culture. Shout out to Beyonce. You know, I saw her concert on YouTube. Amazing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they're doing their thing, but I just would like to see Beyonce on Drink. I could see her. Maybe she's a little hesitant on Drink Champs because Drink Champs could be a little heavy, but that would definitely win some cool points. But, you know, at this point, she don't even need the cool points. But Jay-Z, on the other hand, you know, this is where you came from, man. So it would just be good to see him come back and just, you know, show that he's still down with the coaching, man. So, you know, that's my rant as far as that. But now, switching gears. So that's, you know, so those are the three things that we're going to be chopping up, man. So it should be a dope show, you know, three awesome topics. So once again, we're previewing the return of the NBA big man. We're doing a review on the new Shabazz Palaces project called Robed in Rareness. And then the last topic is going to be how does your status determine who gets the interview? You know what I'm saying? So speaking of interviews and stuff like that, so like I said, I did the review last week on the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chopper. Plus, I gave a little review of this album last week on the show, on the Sunday edition of the World Famous Chopper. But big shout out to the City Girls, you know what I'm saying? So been a fan of them. They've been putting on since 2018. They got a dope story. You know, they story reminds me of the Capone Noriega story, you know. Just talked about Nori and Drink Champs. But, you know, Capone and Noriega, of course, when they first came out back in the day, Capone got locked up and, you know, Nori put on for the group until he came home. And then, you know, they was able to resume their career. And then Nori, you know, later on moved into podcasting. And I'm just seeing a similarity with the City Girls. You know what I'm saying? So City Girls, of course, that consists of JT and Carisha, a.k.a. Young Miami. And, of course, when City Girls first came out in 2018, JT, I guess she was scamming or whatever, she got locked up, you know, went to prison. And Young Miami put on. Then they came back home. And JT came home, and, you know, they resumed their career, right? So they dropped the album, you know, what, last week or whatever. It's called Raw. Dope, thumbs up. You know, we gave a really good review on it. Definitely four mics. You know, good to see JT. She seemed like she's back on her shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, because the last album they had, I think it's called City on Lock. So they got three albums. They got four albums. So they got Period, which is the first one. Girl Code, pause. But first two was dope. You know what I'm saying? Raw. That Raw Miami shit, the real Miami shit, you know what I mean? But then they did City, and those both, the first two albums came out in 2018. And then I believe in 2020, the whole COVID year, they dropped City on Lock. But that's when JT first came out of prison. So that album really wasn't feeling it because it seemed like it was a little off. And on Drink Champs, they was on Drink Champs. They was on I think they had a show, Rolling Loud or something like that. In Miami or whatever, and it wasn't your normal Drink Champs interview, but I think Drink Champs was on location. You know, there was a concert. They was, you know, catching some of the acts going on and off stage. So it was the Drink Champs episode with City Girls had Currency, City Girls, and Fabio. Anyway, it was a cool interview or whatever. But basically, I think JT had talked about the reason why she didn't really like the last album, which I didn't like the last album because she had just got out of jail. She was trying to, you know, catch her vibe and get her cadence together. And, you know, it was COVID and, you know, just readjusting to being out. You know what I'm saying? So I give him a pass for that album. But this album, Raw, is definitely on point, man. From top to bottom, I dig it. Like I said, I'm on that Source magazine. Out of five mics, I give it four. You know, so definitely good album, man. Definitely check it out. They back in their bag doing anything. So with that, I was like, yo. And then I talked about Famous Chopper a few weeks back. I think I was watching like the Hip Hop Awards, right? And I didn't even see this category, but I saw for Podcast of the Year. Now, granted, Drink Champs did win it the year before, so shout out to them. They got it, you know what I'm saying? But this year, I didn't even see it live, but I think I heard people talking about the Carisha Please, which is Young Miami from the City Girls, won Podcast of the Year. And so certain people had something to say, like, oh, she should not have won over Drink Champs, or she, you know, how they beat out Cam, it is what it is, you know, Cam and Mace. You know, Cam and Mace, it is what it is. They came out in March, so they're still fairly new, even though they're more consistent because they basically almost, they're 4 days out of the week now, you know. Yeah, they really finding their groove, you know what I'm saying? So they'll probably win it this next year coming up. But anyway, so I was wondering first, I was like, and then I'm, you know, start talking, and I think I was having a conversation with somebody. Somebody was trying to put me on, and it was saying she only had like 6 episodes. Wrong. I think she actually has 10, because I actually, you know, got a chance since I had some time on my hands this weekend to kind of like get caught up on it. So I was like, because I never seen her podcast, and I'm hearing good things about it. So I was like, all right, so it must be pretty good if she won, even though people saying, oh, you know, these other podcasts, you know, but it's like, take your pick, you know, now that I've seen her podcast, I'm like, take your pick. I like all three of them, you know what I'm saying? So it's just whatever you're in the mood to watch or whatever guest is on the show. So anyway, doing my research. So Carisha Please, you can see it on YouTube, and it's with Revolt. So that explains the whole Puff Carisha connection too, you know what I'm saying? Because I've been saying, I'm like, yo, one of my favorite couples now that I'll be peeping game is Puff and Young Miami. You know, I saw them at a Miami Heat game, you know, during the playoffs. They had Puff. They were definitely front row showing out, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I dig that, man. I dig the vibes, you know? Like, she got Puff on some young shit, you know what I'm saying? And they both seem like they like a nice fit, you know. She the sugar daddy she's been looking for, and she the little PYT he's been looking for. So, and they just vibe and kick it. So I was like, oh, so now connecting the dots, right? So, so I peeked, and like, you know, so she has 10 episodes, and I see why she come every so often, you know what I'm saying? Because she want to make sure she get the right guest, because I'm just seeing all the different guests that's been on her show. So, I got them all, like, on deck to watch on my YouTube. But some of the ones that I haven't got a chance to watch that I will watch, she's got one with Trina. That's probably the next one I'm going to watch. I've heard Black talk about this one lady or woman or young lady or whatever you want to call her, named Ari. She's got an interview with her. I'll probably check that out. She got another one with Kevin Gates, G Herbo, Sweetie, you know, so that's just some of the ones that's on deck that I got. Now, I have watched 3 episodes, so just to break it down, and I'm like, damn, it's pretty good, man. So the 3 that I watched so far. So I watched the first one. Of course, I wanted to see her interview, you know, her partner, JT, so that one was a cool interview because I saw them on Drink Champs, and they seemed a little nervous or whatever. So that was the first time I ever seen an interview, and I thought it was interesting. So I was like, all right, let me watch them. And their chemistry was on point. You know, you could see why they're a group. You could see how, you know, they complement each other because, you know, JT, she seemed a little bit more serious and reserved. And Carisha, Young Miami, seems a lot more just outgoing and playful and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, friendlier. But they little chemistry meshes well. You can see that in their music, so I thought that was dope seeing that. And, yeah, man, it's just cool just seeing how they vibe or whatever, man, because I like them both. I just think they're like a really good group, you know what I'm saying, so. Shout out to them. So I watched that episode. So I was like, all right, that was cool because I really got a chance to see, like, JT's personality because, of course, she, you know, she had been locked up. I hear on the records, but, you know, just to see how she moved. And then to see their differences, how you know, JT, she's in a relationship with Little Uzi. And then, of course, Young Miami and Puff, they seem like they got a situationship, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, or entanglement, or whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying? They just, you know, they just like to hang out and kick it, man, and enjoy each other's company, which is dope. So from that one, then I was like, all right, so then she actually got an interview with Puff. So I watched that one, and that was a good interview, you know what I'm saying? So you can see the chemistry is there, too. And I like her little personality, man. She's real flirtatious, you know what I'm saying? So you can see she was just getting at Puff, and Puff was just feeling it, man, feeling the attention. Like, look at this little PYT, you know, giving me all types of rhythm, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know, he kind of, you know, put the show together, too. You know, I see the executive producer, man. So that was just dope, you know, just to see that, you know, just see their chemistry, man. And she likes him. She asks some good questions, man. I like how she gets to – I pay attention to people that do interviews, man. So, and then I like how she make her guests feel comfortable, and then they just start opening up. And that's the whole key to doing interviews, you know. Whenever we – spend a minute since we've done one here, we're going to get back into that, man. But, you know, organically when the time is right, right guest or whatever. But, you know, I just love – you know, when you get an interview and they get really comfortable and they just open up. And that gets back to why I was just like, you know, I think Jay-Z on some bullshit with his interviews or whatever, but, you know, I guess that's his brand. But anyway, it was dope to Puff, you know, came through, gave her the interview, and it was real open about, you know, the things he talked about. Cause she asked him questions about, you know, him losing his baby mother. And then they had something in common because she lost her baby father. Young Miami lost her baby father recently. So they were talking about that. And Young Miami, she's got two kids, you know, two different baby fathers. And then, you know, Puff's got his situation with his different kids. And it was just a cool conversation, man. So I thought that was an interesting episode. And then the third episode I watched was with Meg Thee Stallion. That one was a cool episode, too. Now, she didn't get too personal into, you know, because I know this probably was because these shows all been out for, like, the past year. So, you know, of course, Meg was still going through her whole situation with the whole Tory Lanez trial and stuff like that. So they didn't get much into that. But, you know, it's just Meg, she opened up and, you know, talked about the loss of her parents and how, you know, she's had a lot of shit that she's been going through since she's been in the limelight. Course, the whole Tory Lanez situation, and how she may need some therapy and stuff like that. And, you know, Carisha was saying how she, you know, tried therapy, shit didn't work for her. And then you can see how she was flirting with her too, like, yo, like, you know, I mean, like, you know, you can see the vibes there. Like, if it was, if it could go down on some bisexual type shit, it could go down, you know. So that was just cool, but it was fun, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so I think she got something, man. She definitely got some talent as far as rapping and as far as her interview skills, man. She's definitely got a bubbly personality, and I just think people, you know, take to her. So, yeah, man, more power to her, man. So I can't wait, you know. So after I finish this, you know, I'm just going to probably kick back, and I'll probably watch the Trina episode, you know, because I want to see that whole Miami connection or whatever. So, you know, that's that. So now let me spin the block back to some sports, man. So now I got to talk some football. So first I'm going to talk college football, then I'm going to talk a little NFL, and that should take us out of here, right? So Colorado Buffaloes, shout out to Coach Prime, Deion Sanders. That kicked off the whole sports, you know, fall sports, you know. That Colorado Buffalo story was such a great story, you know. That was before football season, before basketball season. It was like, what, early September, man. So great story, you know, just seeing it. And I've been following the story since Jackson State. You know, of course, they beat, you know, a ranked team on their first game. And it was all up and up, you know. Everybody was coming to the games and all that. And then, you know, of course, they started off 4-0. So they started off really good. And then they went up against Oregon, you know, took an L. Oh, they started off 3-0. So they went up against Oregon, took an L, got beat down, went up against USC, who has Caleb Williams, who's going to be the number one pick in the draft, Heisman Trophy winner from last year. Played good, but lost. So that was 2 losses. So then it was 3-2. Then they came back and beat Nebraska. So then that was 4-2. And then this is where I think the season kind of might have wavered. Stanford. So the game 2 weeks ago, because they had a bye last week, so they didn't play last week. But 2 weeks ago, they were up 29-0. You know, Travis Hunter, the star wide receiver, star defensive back, he had got hurt, you know, a few games before. So he had missed like the previous 3 games I just talked about. But he came back. They got off to such a great start, man. Was up 29-0. Shedeur Sanders, which is Deion's son, was doing his thing, man. Looks like he was going to be back in the Heisman talk and all that type of stuff. And then they let their foot off the gas, and it was just bad coaching, bad everything. They let Stanford 29-0. There's no way you're supposed to lose that game. Especially like when in college football where every game counts and it's how you know, oh man, that was just heartbreaking. Stanford came back all the way back and won that game, man. And that was just, I don't know, man. I don't know if they're going to be able to recover from that, man. It was just really bad coaching mistakes, man. But I know Deion's going to get it together, man. But that one was one I know he want to get back, man, because the one thing I love about Deion is he's used to greatness, man. Like you just associate greatness with his name. Everything he's done, you know, it's just been on point. And for that, you know, that was the biggest comeback loss in school history. So I know he don't want to be in the record books like that. So then, of course, you know, they had the bye week, and then they went up against UCLA. You know, in LA, you know, LA, UCLA, any LA team is going to have some swag to it, man. And it's in LA. So I watched the game yesterday, I watched the highlights, and UCLA, you know, got them, just beat them down. And all the press conferences, you know, I was seeing Deion Sanders, he was so confident. I haven't watched his press conference yet, but just seeing his face, man, he looked so, you know, kind of defeated in this, and I just don't like seeing my guy, Coach Prime, look like that, man. So, but this comes with the territory, you know what I'm saying? This is coaching. This is the big boy leagues, you know what I'm saying? Like, they ain't going to let you get away with nothing. And they saw the hype, you know, you was getting, Deion. And, you know, they coming for you, man. You got to be on point, man. So you got to get your son, got to get his mind right, just make sure he's on point at that quarterback position. You know, Shiloh Sanders got kicked out of the game for, like, a hit. It seemed like he shouldn't have got kicked out. But, you know, now they're trying to keep the game more safer. So – they said it was borderline, so they got kicked out. But they got to make that bowl, man, the bowl game. They need at least six wins to make the bowl game to go to a bowl. And that's big in college. You want to make a bowl that just good for the boosters, good for the morale or whatever, especially all the hype that went into this season, man. So, you know, of course, Colorado, they only won one game last year. So, I mean, he's turned the program around. You see how many people was going to the games and all the celebrities and stuff like that. But, you know, you got to keep that winning going to keep the morale, man. And it's just like, you know, that Stanford game, that's just a game. You can't go backwards, but it's like, damn, man, you know, how the hell did you lose that? You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you can't have regrets, you know. At least I don't. I don't have no regrets or whatever. Everything happens for a reason. So I just hope they can get on point, man. They gotta get a win next week, man. But now, you know, it seems like they're playing like pressed. You know what I'm saying? And that playing is loose. And you know, I just want to see them get it together, man, because I really like the story. So that's what's going on in college football, you know, Colorado. But I know they're gonna beast next year because I know. With the transfer portal, you know, they got to beef up their offensive and defensive line and just get stronger recruits and all that. So, and I know Shedeur Sanders, he'll be back next year because, you know, he don't want to go into the league just yet. He's not ready just yet. He does definitely needs another year. And then his son on the defensive side, Shallow, needs another year. And then Travis Hunter's going to come back. He's got to get a little bigger, but, you know, I like what he's made of. He's the one dude that played on point, that had a good game this last game against UCLA. So, you know, that's what's going on with the Colorado Buffaloes. So, still an awesome story, man, but I just want to get over that collapse that they had against Stanford 2 weeks ago because it seemed like that's still hanging over the franchise or the program right now. Now, switching gears to football, professional football, two quick things. So, shout out, you know, for all my football people, man. Shout out to Will Levis. This guy plays for the Tennessee Titans. And I talked about this a few months ago, man. Like, you know, me and Kev, we chopped it up about, you know, the quarterback position, position for the Tennessee Titans going into the season. So I can't even think of quarterback that was just there. Can't think of his name offhand. But you can tell he's on a downhill. You know, he's been an average quarterback, but, you know, nothing really above average. He's been, you know, decent, but he's not going to get him to the promised land. So Will Levis, I think he's out of Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken, but he has slipped in the draft. You know, I just saw some promise in him. You know what I'm saying? So he's got a big arm. But he came in, you know, basically Tennessee, they played the Atlanta Falcons. So anybody out here, I know Black is putting on for Atlanta. So anybody's listening to the show from Atlanta, so you know who I'm talking about. So basically, Will Levis, you know, they played Atlanta. They had their Houston Oilers uniforms. Of course, they're the Tennessee Titans now, but they used to be the Houston Oilers back in the day when they had Warren Moon and a run and shoot offense and all that type of shit. Jerry Glanville, House of Pain, that type of shit. But Will Levis, man, he put on, man, 4 touchdowns to beat ATL. Just great debut. I think the sky's the limit, man. If he can just, you know, harness that, man, and play, because his arm just looks powerful, man. So shout out to that. Flip side, Deshaun Watson, what is going on? What is going on, man? Yo, man, you got the guaranteed contract. I don't count other people's money, but boatload of money, man, that my Browns gave you, man. And you're not living up to the agreement, man. I don't know what's going on with you, but he's carrying himself like an NBA player, man. And I'm not saying that in a good way. Like the NBA, like a Kawhi Leonard. You know, shout out to Kawhi Leonard. I talked about him earlier, how he put on for Toronto and they won a championship. But ever since then, he's got the big head, man, it seems like, and he just plays when he want to play. And it seemed like Deshaun Watson would give him that same type of energy, man. We should have won that game if we would have had Deshaun Watson playing. He didn't play another game. Like the backup quarterback, man, he didn't sign up to be the starter. We didn't sign him to be the starter. We assigned him, like, all right, if you miss one or a couple of games, Deshaun, he can come in and kind of hold it down. Not the whole season, bro. You know what I'm saying? So we lost against Seattle because we didn't have Deshaun Watson. Dude, you need to – this is football, man. You got to toughen up and play, man. So we'll see what happens next week. But I'm so disappointed right now. And I was putting on for Deshaun. I thought Deshaun Watson, man, I had nothing but good things to say, even when he was going through his whole situation with the whole massage issues and stuff like that. Bro, what is happening, man? Let's get it together, man. Come on. It's Cleveland, man. You got to put on for the Great Lakes. So anyway, that's my rant. So this has been the world famous Chop Up. So of course, me and Black, we do this every Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time. So definitely follow the Twitter page. You know, that's Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know, we put that country twang on it to put a face with the voice. Check me out on IG, Instagram, MoBins, MoBinns. Just keep it respectful. And, you know, so shout out to me for the world famous Chop Up, you know what I'm saying, hold it down. So next week, you know, we got a spiritual conversation the first week of the month. So, of course, Black, you know, She gets everything right with the whole spiritual conversation. So I'm eager to see what she got, you know, lined up for next week. And, you know, so once again, you know, to everybody just out there listening, we truly appreciate it. You know, whatever country you're in, tell a friend to tell a friend to log on and listen. So, you know, you get your country shouted out on our top five. And until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace, peace, peace.